The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. In the first reading, God says, "If only my people would heed my voice." And since Christ is the image of the invisible God, you and I should heed, listen to everything that Christ said. And everything that Christ said is good. Good for us, makes us able to go back to the Father. And most of all, of course, in listening to him, as his disciple, we should imitate him. Follow everything that he told us. Now, being godly or having this connection to God, this should not be something strange. Because when God created us, he was only thinking about something good for us. It is natural, really, for us to seek good, to seek goodness. Nobody here, naturally, would seek evil upon oneself. All of us here, naturally, seek good, something good for ourselves. But the problem is, of course, is that the devil will limit our minds and hearts and simply seek goodness from the worldly point of view. But that is not what God intended us to be, to have. Our ultimate and our belief in the ultimate goodness and the ultimate good is God. So even in other religions, in other parts of the world, in all time and space, people naturally seek something beyond them, and that is God. We can find different people, different languages, different cultures believing in God. So in reality, atheism, those who reject the idea of God is not only acting unnatural, but also what? Illogical. Even though this atheist would say to us that we are stupid for believing in God. Even though we try to explain them, which do you prefer to call? If I show you a watch or an engine and insist that this engine, this watch, didn't have any maker at all, it just popped up. That's what atheism is calling, huh? That the universe is random. It only exists by itself. Pop out of nothing. There is no maker. Who do you think is more illogical? You will call me crazy or even stupid if I insist to you, if I show you an engine or a watch, if I insist that there is no maker, what do you say? Because logically, it's obvious with that design, order, beauty, there must always be what? Somebody who designed it. Same thing with the universe. So it's illogical, and for me, bordering stupidity, if somebody insists that there is no God. No? Illogical. But this God, this one God that we believe in, revealed himself to us. And he wants us to really follow him. So this today, in today's gospel, talks about what? This person who got robbed. Look at the hypocrisy even at that time. Priests and Levites, who were these people? Men of God. They were not ignorant. They were supposed to be godly. Men of God. And what did happen? Most probably they were just what we call ritualistic. They know the law. They followed rules. But something as being compassionate, helping the one who is in need, they were blind. They did not care. See, that is something happening now. Many believe that they are followers of Jesus, praying the rosary, going to mass, reading the Bible. But if you end up doing only these things and not ending up loving like Jesus, then what you're doing is useless. Huh? Stop being ritualistic. It will not lead you to heaven. If you only end up doing the rituals without becoming Jesus to neighbors, no? The rituals, like the Mass, helps us connect to God, helps us experience God's love, gives us the strength to become closer to God. God will give us everything to make us feel his love. But if you only use God to feel good about yourself, that's selfishness. You don't end up being selfish when you are truly God-centered. Because you are only using God for your own benefit. Rather, you believe in God because after experiencing his love, we realize it's so wonderful to love others also. And that's the problem. Let's face it, Pope Francis, he experienced what? Gossipers in Vatican City. A lot of so-called men and women, religious men and women, still gossiping, talking about nothing, just to feel good about themselves. In this parish, how many gossipers do we have? Talking and talking about other people as if they know and have the right to judge others. Stop wasting your time judging. Do something rather than talk and talk and do nothing. You know? It's like people, Americans, saying something against the government and then will not vote. Crazy. Do something. Because even if you are an American, if you don't do anything for this country, shut up. Same thing for being Catholic. You come here on Sundays, give money, and that's it. No, it's not. Do something. Imagine if I insisted on doing my own thing in the Philippines. I already told you. I didn't care much about being a priest when I was young. I wanted to party. I wanted to be normal. But God kept calling me to be a priest. Again, I told you, I didn't want to be a priest because I knew it was difficult. I knew it was challenging. I knew also the way I also gossip against the priest. That I also will end up, what? Being judged by people because I was the one also, one of them, judging the priest. Even though I realized later on, the priest really didn't do anything against me, but somehow I had the audacity to judge the priest, even though I didn't know the priest. I just clamped them into one group and said, all priests are evil, whatever. See, the point is, first of all, when we pray, the reason why we pray is so that we connect ourselves to Jesus. And then you realize, wow, Jesus loves me? No pretension. I am a sinner. Who am I that Jesus decided to die for me? What can I do now to honor him, to love him? It is to become like him. So, my dear friends, we are like little children. Little children, sometimes when they say, I love you, in their mind, sometimes, it's just because they need us. No? It's not because they really know the word love. Only when they grow up and realize all the goodness that you have done for them, wow. You know? Because, let's face it, sometimes children think that they are entitled for all the benefits. Oh, you feed me, you clothe me, you buy me these things, give me what I want. Sometimes we are like little children. We expect God to give us, give, give, give. But that is not the way to God. You do not expect God to give, give, give. I am entitled, God. Give me what I want. No. Now, the question is, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? And Christ told us today, don't be like the hypocrites. Don't be like the priests and Levites of the time, knowing a lot, being ritualistic, supposedly praying to God outwardly, but inside, what did Christ call them? Whitewashed tombs. Meaning what? Pretty on the outside, but rotten on the inside. So again, please, huh? Don't waste your time looking at others' faults. Look into ourselves and grow, grow, and become more like Jesus. Not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives.